Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As Tesla prepares to roll out robo-taxi service, federal officials continue to investigate the first pedestrian fatality linked to the company's self-driving technology. Dana Bloomberg obtained footage captured by the Tesla. What exactly happened?
Yeah, so this is a horrible crash that happened in November of 2023 in Arizona, where a Tesla Model Y traveling southbound on the interstate hit a pedestrian straight on, and she died. And we only know about this crash because Tesla reported it to NHTSA, the federal regulator, several months later, and then I just was curious, like, to find out more about this fatal accident, and so I requested records from the Arizona Department of Public Safety, and I got back the crash report, hundreds of photographs, and some really harrowing video footage.
Does it make you think twice about allowing the technology on the roads, or do you think that this is going to happen?
Well, I'm not a regulator, but I think it shows that there still seem to be some challenges when it comes to relying on cameras as your main sensor when there are issues of glare. And this crash was particularly tragic because what happened was the sun was setting, all of the drivers on the freeway were getting blinded by glare. There was a crash, a car pulled over, and two people got out of the vehicle to try to help with traffic, and then the Tesla plowed into the woman that was helping with the traffic. The fact that Tesla reported this crash to NHTSA as having FSD involved and that NHTSA then opened a defect investigation is just super interesting. You know, where that investigation is at now, I don't know. These investigations typically take several months, but this all comes at a time when Tesla is planning to kind of roll out a ride-hailing robotaxi service in Austin, Texas. And you know, I'm sure from Tesla's perspective, they think that their system is very robust and always gets better. So I can't speak for them, but you know, it's just going to be very interesting to see how this rollout works.
Okay, so the car that was involved in the crash was in the quote unquote self-driving mode.
That is what it was reported to NHTSA as having FSD involved. Yes, we don't have a ton of details about, you know, exactly what was happening at the moment of impact, but FSD was engaged, according to NHTSA.
Yeah, and there are some people who would argue that if it was glare, you know, a human driver might have had the same thing happen.
Absolutely. I mean, glare is a huge issue for all drivers, and I think that when you are experiencing glare as a driver, you know to slow down or pull over. I mean, when, you know, I do that sometimes when I'm driving. I'll pull over if the sun is really bad, or I'll pull down the visor or put on sunglasses. But glare can be tricky for cameras. And on the last Tesla earnings call, Musk spoke about some kind of breakthrough where he seemed to be indicating that Tesla had largely solved this problem. But he didn't, you know, there are still a lot of questions about what exactly that means. And, You know, I just think that we have, you know, we have read a lot about Tesla crashes over the years. This was the first known crash involving a pedestrian and FSD that I'm aware of, and I just think it deserves more attention from everybody, from Wall Street, from customers, from regulators.
Dana, thanks so much for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Dana Hull. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.